Random thought. Have you ever had a neighbor from hell that you just couldn't stand, or it was just a whole lot of drama out of any place that you lived?
Not really. I mean, you know, think about it. When we were in at UTSA, I remember being able to sit downstairs and know which of the four young ladies upstairs were walking around, because you could tell by how heavy each one was walking, and the smallest one was always the heaviest stomper. But
yeah,
you could tell who was moving where just by that, right? People making noise above me has never bothered me. So there's that. You know, people having sex next door hasn't bothered me. I mean, because unless they're just extremely loud, and it's like, I haven't had one of those. It's just like, hey, could you maybe consider moving your bed to the other wall? How about that? I better get a new bed, one that doesn't move that goddamn much. What the hell?
Yeah. I haven't either. You know, every place I've lived, and you know, I've moved around a whole lot, many cities, different states, never had a bad neighbor. I've had some neighbors where I think the worst was, there's a neighbor I had upstairs, and her girlfriend got into it. And it was like a whole domestic violence situation going on above me, where I'm laying there in bed.
I'm like, wow.
What do I do? So I called the cops and then went to Taco Cabana. But
I won't be here for this shit.
Yeah. But it was just,
I did my part.
But they weren't neighbors from hell. It was just, that was like an instant, you know, that happened. But I haven't had anything bad. But I saw this story out of Florida, of course. I think once I say Florida, that's enough said, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So this neighbor, two guys live next door to each other. One guy's cat keeps going into the other neighbor's yard, and the other neighbor gets pissed. Cat comes in the yard. He goes in, grabs his gun, and is saying he's going to kill the cat. His neighbor's like, look, please don't shoot my cat. So the guy shot and killed the neighbor. Like, what
well,
kind
he did
of
oblige
drama
the
led
neighbor.
To this?
He did oblige the neighbor. He did not shoot the cat.
Right. But I'm like, how crazy is the relationship that these two next door neighbors had that it got to this, that you got to shoot
somebody? How much did that man hate pussy that he shot? He wanted to kill a cat. I'm just like, seriously, what? Was it you, Terrell? Did you move to Florida and not tell us?
Well, I'm just saying, it's like when someone says I'm going to kill the cat, usually I'm thinking that's going to be something different. You know, yeah. I'm thinking that.
That's,
and I want to
like
cheer
a line
you
out
on.
Of a pornography.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you go. You know, I want to believe in you. And don't get me wrong. I don't like cats. Like, you know, the on four legs cats. I don't like those. I've never been a cat fan. I'm a big dog. I just said that because I knew you were going to try to throw some kind of pun in there. And so I had to get ahead of it. So,
hey, if you like big dogs and not cats, I mean, you know, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to judge you. It's okay. This is a safe space, Terrell.
No, I prefer dogs over cats all day long, every day of the week. So it's just crazy story. And I'm just like, what? How did this escalate? Like, I wonder what on the arguments they had before this, because it has to be more to it. It can't just be this one time the cat gets in the yard and he just kills the neighbor.
What on earth did the cat do? Because, I mean, a cat comes in your yard. The cat's not going to shit all over your yard. The cat's not having sex in the middle of your yard. Those are things that dogs do, okay? A dog will come and piss all over your yard to mark its territory, shit in the middle of your yard like it's nothing. That's not marking territory. That's just leaving shit behind. Or it will screw another dog right there in the open. You'll never catch two cats having sex. And if you do, they're going to run off and disappear real quick, right? So what was this cat doing, and what is it that this man hated so much about the cat and his neighbor? And because, like you said, he had to hate the neighbor too, because when the neighbor said, don't shoot my cat, okay, you asked for it.
Yeah. It's just crazy. But again, this is just another reason that I don't go to Florida.
I mean, so does that stand? I mean, it really makes me question, is that, is that hold up in court on the stand your ground? Because, I mean, you know, the cat was on his yard, so did he fear for his life that the cat was going to attack him?
No. He's been charged for, I think they gave him second degree homicide.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no stand your ground on that one.
I don't see how that even warrants getting that upset in the first place. I really don't. I had a neighbor once who would go to the club, and then come back from the club with the club, right?
Yeah.
To the point where, and this is in a townhouse, where you have, he's playing music, and I remember the next day, my other neighbor on the other side was like, hey, man, you were jamming last night. I'm like, that wasn't me. That was Jimmy. They're like, no, but we heard it like it was coming from your house. Trust me. It wasn't me. I heard it upstairs, and I was like, come down halfway through the steps, because you hear the bass line, and you come down halfway the steps. Oh, that's what that song is. All right, and go back upstairs. But it didn't make me want to go shoot Jimmy, because he's banging the club out. I'm like, nah, I mean, you know. Look,
yeah.
Sometimes you just take things a little too serious.
Yeah, like this guy, way too serious. I'm looking at what he looks like. You're like, I believe that story.
Yeah. Okay, looking at it now, I totally understand, and apparently this man is no friend of the pussy. The cat. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
About the craziest things?
Yeah.
We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Episode 59. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
This story you brought up a while back, and the Gabby Petito, Brian Laundrie story, and of course, you know, we found out about her unfortunate passing, and murder, actually, is what it is. But now, after Dog the Bounty Hunter has gone on the case to... This felt like such a like a movie, like a reality TV show. Yeah. When Dog the Bounty Hunter showed up and he's the one on the hunt. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why are we report? You see, this is the problem with news today. This is why people go, it's fake news. And they believe that crap because of this. It finally gets the legs it needs because Dog the Bounty Hunter's on it. Whatever. Anyway, they find human remains. And you and I both had a discussion about this and just really don't believe that this is really him.
So there's a whole lot to this story. So for those that might not have been following this, Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito were a young couple engaged, living with Brian's parents in Florida.
Red flag number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And then they were going to go on this van life deal, and she was going to blog it. Brian comes back September 1st to Florida without Gabby. Her parents don't hear from her. Her last time they heard a communication from her was at the end of August sometime, like August 28th, 29th. So they can't hear, haven't heard anything. And September 11th, they report Gabby is missing. So for 11 days, Brian came home without Gabby, and his parents knew it. Didn't call Gabby's parents. Now, keep in mind, this was his fiance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Brian won't really talk to the cops. It's been a whole big deal. Then Brian takes off. Supposedly he goes hiking somewhere. And so when they're doing this big police search for him out in Florida, out in the swamp area, you know, they were out there for a couple weeks. So I guess the park opened back up this Wednesday, and Brian's parents were going to go out there. And the FBI and the police heard that his parents were coming out there, so they met them there. They start walking out. Keep in mind, weeks people were searching. All of a sudden, his parents, his dad goes down this little trail that he knows his son normally goes to, and they find, you know, backpack, notebook, clothes, human remains. And I'm just like, this is such a weird story, because even if he was underwater, like, there's so many unanswered questions, right? Because let's say they were saying that they couldn't have found him earlier because that area was, like, under a lot of water. So I'm like, even if he was dead underwater, it wouldn't be just decomposed to just skeletal remains, you know, unless he was eaten by something. But even still, that's just such a weird story. And how was it that his dad just went right to this spot? I mean, there's just so much to this story, and we'll never get the answers. And it's just crazy. And I feel bad for Gabby's parents. And I don't feel anything for Brian's parents, unfortunately, because I feel like they knew something. They should have stepped up September 1st when Brian showed up without her, and they should have called Gabby's parents, and all those, you know, all those things should have happened. So it was a crazy story, and unfortunately, it comes to an ending where all of us that have been paying attention to it get no closure.
You know, interesting thing about this is because, have they said that it's definitely him yet, or they're just assuming that it's probably him?
They said it was him.
So the fact that it's been decomposed, it's just a skeleton now, right?
Skeletal remains is what they're saying they found, and the way they identified him was through dental records.
Okay. Which, of course, that I don't think changes unless, of course, you change the actual dental records. But what I did notice was I just Googled, how long does it take for a, and then it's amazing. A body to decompose is what popped up. I'm like, wait a minute now. What have I been searching on this computer in my sleep? But secondly, the answer, it says like three weeks to several years, right? For a body to completely decompose into a skeleton. Said it usually requires 3 weeks to several years. Well, that's a big friggin' gap.
Yeah.
So you're telling me this one just happened to decompose that fast. Now, if you type in decompose underwater, it's going to be a little different because obviously water is going to preserve the body a little bit more. So if that place is underwater, I'm just saying this. I am not a forensics expert in any form or fashion. I do not watch Law and Order on a regular basis, so I have no expertise in this field at all. Okay? I'm just gonna say this shit sounds really fishy, and it sounds like he is somewhere out of the country, living under another name, and probably in a country that has no extradition laws. And what's gonna happen is look for where the parents go on vacation next. And they'll find him in some years from now. The parents know where he is.
Yeah, it's just a really fishy story. I can't say it's not him. I don't want to say that, you know, he's still alive someplace else. It's just a crazy, fishy story.
Okay, but I'll say allegedly.
There's just, but my whole point is there has to be some type of accountability to the parents, because how did you not call Gabby's parents when Brian came home without her? Like, that was your chance. So that way, and you never spoke to them for this whole time, haven't talked to them. Like, that's just, it's so sketchy. I don't know, man. It was crazy.
Something else that's definitely not over and still continuing. This whole, you know, as Texas continues to be, you know, a very close cousin of Florida, this Texas abortion law went to the Supreme Court, and they just kind of like, we'll talk about it later. Now, not exactly what they said, but that's, you know, putting it in layman's terms. Yeah, we'll talk about it November 1st. Let's talk about it next month. We'll deal with it then.
I know. And, you know, I still have high hope that we can get this thing overturned, this law changed. You know, I think we need to stay out of women's reproductive organs. I'm a big pro-choice person, but this law to me is just crazy. And it's an attack on women's rights. And hopefully the Supreme Court will be able to, because I mean, if it goes to the Supreme Court and it holds, it's going to be a game changer, right? Mm-hmm. For all these other states, because then everybody's going to start doing it. They've already been trying to, some of the states already started to follow suit in this. And so I'm hoping that more women get together and more men get together and realize, stop trying to control women.
It's going to be interesting when these Republican lawmakers have someone in their family that they love who gets pregnant and doesn't want to keep the baby then. Because that's usually when their minds are changed, when it happens close to them. You know, they were very against gay rights until, oh my God, my daughter is gay. This person I know is this. So, oh, they themselves get caught. You know, tapping underneath a stall in an airport bathroom or something like that. So it's until that's brought close to home for them, I think we're going to see a lot of this. And the problem is they know how to play the political game a lot better than the Democrats. And that's a problem. And that's why you're seeing, like I said, this could be a game changer. And unfortunately, it does not look good because they've already got the Supreme Court in their favor anyway. Far as the balance of the Supreme Court is right. So we'll see how this plays out. It's a scary time. But at the same time, it's one of these moments where it really comes into play that this is why all the elections are important and why you have been, you know, on this great mission of yours. No matter how futile it is, it sounds like the Borg, you know, resistance is futile. However, you still keep on this mission. And I'm sure you found something else about Ted Cruz this week that you need to add to the fire.
Yeah. Well, before I get into Ted Cruz, and I think this is the point of why I'm doing this Ted Cruz thing. You got to call the hypocrisy out when you see it and hold these people accountable. Because to your point, when it hits home for them, all of a sudden it's different. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them don't. like, you know, Cheney was not, when he was in office.
Yep.
His daughter is gay, but he didn't care. He still focused on the overall GOP agenda that they had. And so those are the things that we got to keep talking about and be mindful of, you know? And so I don't think, like, if Ted Cruz's daughter got pregnant, you know, she's way too young for that now, but let's say she did, and this law was still there, you know, next 7-8 years, would he figure out a way to get her an abortion? Probably.
Hey, we're going on vacation to Cancun.
Yeah. to have a procedure done in Cancun. But yeah, so Ted Cruz this week he's been on this mission about the southern border and illegal immigration. So he's trying to pass a bill to make immigration easier, but to come into other Democrat-led states. And he specifically called out, like, Massachusetts, where they can go to Martha's Vineyard, or Vermont, where Bernie Sanders is, where they have their cocktail parties and all that. So his intent is to try to drive immigrants into these areas where Democrats are instead of immigrants coming into Texas. It's not going to get passed at all. But it's like, I just laugh at, why do you waste your time doing this if you know it's not going to get passed? That's the petty thing. Like, do you know how many... If we look at how much time and effort it takes for them to review bills and how much that costs for them to just randomly do this bullshit just for fun, that's the sick game that politicians play. And all of them are bad. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's a lot of crappy Democrats. There's a lot of crappy Republicans. But when you catch them doing it, this is stuff that we need to pay attention to and call them out. So vote them out. As always, vote them out. We can do this.
Look, he's just feeding the beast, man. He knows. He understands the base. He understands what he needs to do. This is still Donald Trump's Republican Party. It's amazing watching Jordan Klepper on The Daily Show when he goes out to these things. I mean, oh, my God.
I saw that. That is just blows my mind, the shit these people are saying.
Oh, my God.
Out loud.
It's like this stupidity is actually really so much in a bubble, so much in a cult. This is it's ridiculous. But again, that's why, if you wonder why Ted Cruz does this, it's because of them. People like that. He's feeding the meter. You got to keep feeding the meter, because if you keep feeding the meter, then you're good and you can stay there longer. You remember the old school parking meters, which they're really not that old school because Cleveland still has them. You need quarters to actually park downtown in Cleveland because they actually have actual meters instead of, you know, just putting it on an app on your phone. So Just a word to the wise, if you're going to Cleveland, make sure you carry some change with you. it's the craziest thing. Trust me, it's been like, what the hell? but that's all he's doing. He's feeding the meter. And as he keeps feeding the meter, it just increases his chances to be reelected next year as Senator Ted Cruz for the great state of Texas. Because Texas is going to Texas. Texas is going to Florida. Texas is going to Flexus. And he will be back in office. And then 2024, we'll be talking about Ted Cruz running for the Republican nomination for the president of the United States. So, and we'll have nobody to blame but Texas. Not you specifically, Terrell, because, of course, you're doing your part trying to rally your base, which I don't think can really counteract the other base, because that base is, they're dedicated.
I think we got to find a way to get some more. Texas fans and subscribers to the show, because I think I love a lot of the folks that we have that follow the show, and we got someone in Poland following the show, but she can't vote for what's going on in Texas. So maybe we should do some things where we try to get more Texas subscribers.
Well, would we like to go ahead and just say, oh yes, Donald Trump is still president. Maybe that'll get some of the Texas folks. What?
I just couldn't believe it. That Jordan Klepp interview, just what they were saying. I'm like, are you serious right now? Like,
yeah, it's the craziest thing. But again, I'm not surprised, because if you're in the bubble, and what social media does is it feeds the algorithms are set up to give you more of what you want, more of what you like, and test it yourself. Just type in something in your search and follow it, and look what happens. The search just keeps feeding you more of what it is. Look at something on social media and it'll give you more of that. So I'm not surprised. So in their mind, they're like, how on earth do you not see that he's the greatest man on earth? Because everything they're showing is telling them this, right? So great documentary on Netflix about it. I forget the name at the moment, but yeah, it's got I understand why they are that way. It still baffles my mind as to why they're that way. So own conflict in my mind as to that. But saw this bullshit, right? And I don't even know if I consider it bullshit. I think it's actually great. It was in Sydney, Australia, and it's a pop-up restaurant called Karen's Diner. Mm. And it's exactly what it sounds like. If you're going Karen's Diner, what's that about? It's got rude staff and poor service. So basically, what they're saying is, at Karen's, you'll be greeted and waited upon by rude waiters who in return are expecting you to give it full Karen. It's an interactive diner and an absurdly fun experience is what the website is saying, right? So basically what it's saying is a place where you can complain until the cows come home because literally we don't care. Our staff are rude, our manners are non-existent, and we're the perfect place for Karens everywhere to vent their anger and dismay at the world. Are you going?
Well, that's no different than Dick's Last Resort. Right? Did you ever go to Dick's Last Resort?
Nope.
So Dick's Last Resort's a restaurant. There's one in San Antonio that it's the same thing. The servers and stuff, they're dicks. Mm-hmm. You know, they just come, yeah, what do you want? Whatever, y'all know what you want yet? Well, then when you figure it out, just let me know. Like, they'll walk away, but they'll be rude. But that's the whole shtick of the experience. So to me, they're just doing the exact same thing. So I think, I mean, it depends on who you are. I mean, if you're one of those, you know, someone like yourself who doesn't like to tip and whatever else and has super high
expectations. Who said I don't like to tip? Stop that lie. Why are you telling this lie?
No, there's video. There's video of this.
There's no such video.
No, there's video where you have such high expectations for what you would tip for. And I was just like, that's kind of ridiculous.
I never said I wouldn't tip. I never said I don't tip. But Stop twisting my words.
I didn't. I just said that you have super high expectations for...
No, I have expectations.
For low places. For low places. So
it's not low places.
Yeah. I mean, you're the one that would complain that your steak at Denny's didn't come out medium.
I don't eat steak at Denny's, but thank you for trying to make that lie up. I don't eat steak at Denny's.
So I think it just depends on who you are. If you can go to the place and just kind of enjoy the experience and have some, you know, yuck yucks about it, great. But if you're going to be, if you're the type that complains a lot about food when you go out to a restaurant, I don't think you should go there.
Makes sense. I love the fact that, like I said, okay, so I've never been to Dick's Last Resort. It's the exact same thing. It is what it sounds like. I love the new age version of it, Karen's Diner. Because, of course, it's, you know, with Karen's being the, you know, the norm, so prevalent in the last couple of years, it's definitely a great take on it. Because you've already got Dick's Last Resort. So let's go ahead and go with something new and give the Karen someplace to go and complain. Ask for the manager if you want. We dare you. That's what they say.
Yeah. It's going to be. Well, and like there's so many. What's kills me about the whole Karen thing is as the word Karen has just exploded over the last year. There's all these groups of people who are all Karens who are just pissed that people are doing this and that their name is being run through the mud and all that. And so I don't feel bad for them, but in a way I do feel bad for people who are just randomly named Karen that are just good people. They just got, you know, not their fault they were named Karen 15 years ago.
Well, I know somebody named Karen and she's not mad at least because she's not a Karen. I mean, in the sense of the quote-unquote Karen, right? So, yeah. she's definitely a Karen, but she's not a Karen. So I think in the same sense, it's like the people that are upset because they know they fit the description. And then their name is that. So they're like, God damn it. If the shoe fits, I've got to wear it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are mad. So something else I saw here... And I guess this kind of falls in. I want to see if you can figure out where this is. Texas, Florida, or somewhere else, okay? Because you already gave us a story from Florida. This could be another one from Florida. Or it could be from the close cousin, Texas. Or it could be from somewhere else. I'm just going to read the headline. Woman runs onto eighth grade football field wearing only a scarf.
Because Texas is a football state, I'll say Texas.
It does sound like it would be Texas, right? Yeah. Like, if anything's going to happen on the football field, Texas.
Yeah.
Well, you get away this time. It's actually not Texas. Oh. This is Jefferson City, Missouri, where this woman is accused of jumping over the fence at this football stadium and running onto a field in front of 29 eighth graders wearing only a scarf. And now... I'm going to show you a picture of her, because when you see this picture of her, you'll kind of understand a couple things that I'm about to say here. All right, so here's what she looks like.
Drugs.
Drugs. And that's exactly what happened, because she told the police she had ingested heroin, then left her house naked looking for help because she thought she would die.
She just grabbed a scarf. Well, it is kind of starting to get a little chilly in Missouri right now, but just the fact that she just grabbed a scarf and that's it.
Well, she was probably hot and cold at the same time. I just need to protect my voice.
Wow. I mean, drugs are bad. You know, that's why you don't, you know, you shouldn't do it. But when I saw that picture, I'm just like, oh, drugs.
Yeah.
It's not like the people that are trying to go streaking at like big professional soccer games or Super Bowl, trying to run out on the field. It's eighth graders. You know, that's a felony. That's kids. You're a sex offender.
To be fair, she said she was looking for help, right? Because she thought she would die. The first place that she wouldn't get people to go, yay! But really, like, somebody called the cops, was an eighth grade football game.
Does she live, right close to it? Is it, like, one of those?
That's the real question.
Saying. Yes, I'm saying, like, there's no football field that's close to me that I'm going to go easily run to. So if she had to walked out of her house with a scarf and ran to something, she didn't drive to, because then you could have drove to the hospital. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, how did she get to the football field?
Well, let's just say, after this, she definitely won't be living close to any kids' football fields after this. That's a registered sex offender after this, because, no.
Yeah, you go down for that, but that's no slap on the wrist, no matter what your ethnic group is. You do something like that, you done.
Yeah. There's no coming back from that one.
Mm-mm. No. No privilege can help you with that. You done.
Moral of the story has got to be just say no.
Definitely. And if you don't have any kids playing football, stay away from the field.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, don't forget, we drop our episodes, weekly episodes, audio on Monday, video on Tuesday, and then Wednesdays, we have the audio and video of the Married at First Sight season 13 recaps. We've got, and I looked it up. So we've technically got about 4 more weeks of this, okay? I'm sorry to tell you, we got 4 more weeks. We got 2 more regular season episodes. Then we've got Decision Day, and then we've got the reunion. No. Yeah. There's also another episode, so maybe it's...
Oh, shit.
I know. It's either 5 more or 2 more weeks, Decision Day, and then the reunion, and Where Are They Now? There's a Where Are They Now?
I thought it was 1 week, Decision Day, and then... Reunion.
I think there's a Where Are They Now, which is what, remember they were talking about Zach and Bao and how they were filming, and that's one of the things they were probably filming, the Where Are They Now, so that's probably all part of it in that sense. So because we got a couple more weeks to go. You're excited. Gil and Merle are gonna make it, and we'll be doing season 14. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Can you see it in my face?
I can tell. I know. I can see it.
Excitement.
It's look like at
this,
that.
Yeah, this is like Disney World.
You can barely contain
right
it.
Right here, yeah.
Hey, I'll be Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of your bullshit, and we'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.